Let's talk about our democracy for a minute. But let's do it in a way that makes the snowflakes' heads explode. Let me be clear before this podcast begins. We are loud,
proud,
and do not give a fuck. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast. Real and raw political and social commentary. The freedom to oppress the rights of other people is not liberty, you shit-eating moron. Ah, the smell of freedom of speech. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast, and this is Tony Michaels. Hey, Tony, fuck 'em.
The gag order is enforced, and the accountability is $9,000.
All right. Well.
The judge finds that 9 out of the 10 cases in which the prosecution has said that Donald Trump has broke his gag order, 9 out of 10, he actually violated that order. Now, I think the most significant thing out of this is that it is now known in open court with this judge that Donald Trump reposting something that someone else posts is not okay. It is a violation of the gag order. You know, kind of like an agent provocateur thing. You know, like where someone posts something, you know what I mean? And with the intention of Donald Trump to repost that something, you know, to cause chaos. To say, it wasn't me. It was the agent provocateur. I was just showing the world. Speaking of agent provocateur, I believe that's what we're seeing now at these Free Palestine college protests. I haven't spoke much about this. Yesterday, these protesters violently broke into a building. You're not a protester anymore when you're breaking windows, jumping in buildings, breaking into buildings, trying to occupy buildings. We actually saw this on January 6th and we denounced it. And everyone who denounced January 6th should denounce this. All of you. And if you're not, if you're using something in lieu of reason and logic of why you should denounce this, and these are not peaceful protests in this manner anymore, then your is just as good as MAGA. You're blue and on. Sorry, that's just the way it is. If you don't like it, fine. You might want to rethink things. But I think that I'm getting suspicious. I'm very fucking suspicious. I'm very fucking suspicious because this is nothing but pure-blooded anti-Semitism. This is not a protest of, well, we don't like what's going on with the state of Israel in Gaza anymore. That's not what this is anymore. You have went beyond that boundary to call it that anymore. And now you're committing acts of violence. In 2020, George Floyd was murdered by a police officer by leaning on his neck until he couldn't breathe. And the entire world was appalled at the pure brutality and the gumption when it was being recorded that this officer would just murder this man because he was suspected of passing a fake $20 bill, that his life was worth less than a fake $20 bill to this officer. The world is mortified, just the same way the world is mortified that Bibi Netanyahu is absolutely slaughtering innocent people in Gaza, as the Israeli government is trying to go to war with Hamas, as he's taking settlements violently in the West Bank, Bibi Netanyahu. And he's a fucking scumbag. He's a fascist fucking scumbag. And it's a shame that our ally Israel has elected and kept that son of a bitch in power. And I hope that the world being mortified about what Bibi Netanyahu is doing in the Gaza Strip to innocent people in the Gaza Strip. I believe that Israel will eventually, their democracy will do the correct thing and make sure that Bibi Netanyahu does not hold the power to slaughter innocent people in Gaza. Now, the people who are protesting, who are actually peaceful protesting, that think that they have principle to stand on, which I believe that a lot of this is an anti-war sentiment, which I'm not against. But I wonder where that energy was when Vladimir Putin was bombing hospitals in Ukraine. Where was it? Where was your energy? When you're yelling anti-Semitic phrases, and I don't have to go through them, and if I do have to go through them, then you're a fucking bonehead and don't realize the context of the phrases that you're yelling and screaming at Jewish students on universities. And if you're participating in this and not believing that it has devolved to just pure anti-Semitism, then you're a fucking bonehead. I've watched several videos of these protesters, of people asking them what they're protesting, and they can't come up with the reason. I'm starting to believe that a lot of these students are doing this for internet clout. There's a lot of videos out there. There's a lot of videos going viral, no matter what university, no matter if it's campus police, if it's state police, or if it's security escorting these students when they're violating campus conduct of protest. Now, should there be snipers pointing weapons at these students? No, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ, we're not a military state, for crying out loud. Knock that shit off. Do the police need to come in? No, I don't think the state police, if they need to back up because of the violence. But when you're breaking in fucking buildings and occupying buildings that are not yours because you aren't getting your fucking way, you dumb son of a bitch. I have been yelling and screaming for 3 fucking years about pussy ass bitches not getting their fucking way and going to a fucking state-funded building, the Capitol, and breaking in, smashing windows, and committing violence. And I am not going to fucking condone any of this shit. You can go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit what your motivation is. Well, I'm anti-war. You're just a neoliberal, Tony. You want war. I would prefer if Palestine was free from Hamas, if the Arab world was free from theocratic fascist. I am anti-fascist, motherfuckers. That's what I am. That's my principle. That's where I stand. And I stand with fucking humanity. And to be yelling anti-Semitic shit to Jewish students, you fucking piece of shit. You are not of the left, okay? You are not of the left. You have crossed the horseshoe, my dumbass friend. Your ideas are now fascist. You think they're of the left. You think they're of liberalism, but you are so far from it, it's not even funny. And you can go get fucked. And I know the media is not going to say it like I'm going to say it, so I need to say it like it needs to be fucking said. They dance around. They dance because they don't want to piss off the audience. They don't want to piss off people. Fuck that shit. People should be fucking pissed. They should be pissed about a lot of different shit. And one of the fucking things is someone considering themselves a liberal and then shouting out fucking phrases of genocide of the Jews. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. You're not on my fucking side. Nope, not a thing. And for anyone, I don't give a fuck who you are, anyone condemning the United States of America to provide humanitarian aid for the innocent people in Gaza, condemning that, you can go fuck yourself too. You can go fuck yourself too. All the way the fuck off. Is this a serious fucking issue? You goddamn right it is. There are innocent people dying in fucking Ukraine because of a fascist fucking dictator, a murderous fucking dictator. There are people dying in Gaza because a fascist has his fucking slimy little paws on a democracy, the only fucking democracy in Israel. And theocratic fascists are using children as human fucking shields against another fucking fascist. There is fucking nuance here, you goddamn boneheads. And I believe that most of the audience is probably where I'm at. You know, logic, reason, using those sorts of things. Understanding that a lot of things can be true at the same motherfucking time. But it makes me very suspicious if there's an agent provocateur here. We know in the BLM protest, there was outside agitation. That they were stoking the crowd to try to commit violence. They were there to commit violence, to normalize it in the moment. And you will not catch me ever, ever, standing in what seems to be a crowd that is backing fascism. It's not going to happen. I don't give a fuck what kind of delusion you have seen on TikTok. I don't give a fuck what kind of videos you've seen or what kind of post. I don't give a shit what research your dumbass has done. There is none, no reason, not a single fucking one that you should be chanting anti-Semitic chants. Not fucking one reason. And if you are doing that, you're no better than the fucking Nazis that show up at drag shows, you dumb son of a bitch. And I can't even believe I have to say this shit into a fucking microphone. Holy fuck me. Running. But the idea that somehow you're for less violence, yet you're going to commit violence because you're not getting your way on a college campus. Get the fuck out of here. You don't even know what the fuck you're protesting. You're protesting that the college divest itself from Israeli funds? That's your beef. And because the college won't do that and you're not getting your way, you're going to tear up property. You're going to commit violence. This is why it makes me suspicious. Someone who truly has liberal values, real liberal values. And I'm not talking capital L, I'm talking lowercase L. Who believes in humanity? Who trust other human beings when they say what they're saying, especially when they've proven to not be a fucking liar to extend those olive branches and to not ostracize other groups of people from society. Those sorts of lowercase L. But when you're protesting the inhumane treatment that Bibi Netanyahu is killing innocent people and stealing away territory in the West Bank, and you're protesting by chanting anti-Semitic and genocidal chants against Jews, you are not of my ilk. You are not. I'm sorry. We're just not going to fucking get along very well. And if you think we are, if you think we're on the same side, then you're not understanding ideology. You're just not quite comprehending it. Well, I'm a Democrat. You may identify yourself as a Democrat. That may be true, but you are not. You are not a liberal. Tony, liberal's a bad word. I'm not talking about a capital L liberal, dumbass. Go look the fucking word up. And I know it's confusing. I know. For Americans, it's confusing. Me and Hal Sparks talked about this last night. Just a little bit on Hal's show. We covered a lot of different topics on there. As a matter of fact. A lot. Boy, did we make the rounds. But we landed on this spot for a minute or two. And there is no fucking excuse for the type of fascism that someone who claims to be a Democrat, which I'm not saying that some Democrats aren't fucking fascists. People who identify themselves as Democrats might be autocrats. And they are. They certainly are. I mean, we watched, and I'm going to piss a lot of people off here, but we watched a lot of the Bernie bros who worshipped Bernie, who thought that he could just do anything he wanted to with the stroke of a pen, which is not the fucking truth, and it's not what we should be advocating for. That's what Project 2025 wants, you dumb motherfuckers. They want unilateral power. You dumb bastards, who the fuck wants unilateral power? Who wants to give one person, one motherfucker, the ability to destroy us all? Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. And I know it's confusing with the American people with ideology, because they believe that there's only two ideologies. There's Democrat and Republican. And one reason why is because we have failed. We have failed our fellow Americans on the education front. Absolutely failed them. And it is obvious. It is obvious that at these institutions that we're supposed to hold high and look at them and say, hey, we're educating the upcoming generation in America. And these people can't even put nuance together. Holy actual fuck. Here's what we need to do. This is my suggestion. We have supercomputers that if you just take a picture of an algebra problem or a calculus problem, and it'll shit out the answer. It really will. It'll shit out the answer. We have that ability. We do not need, not every single one of us needs to know that specific thing anymore. We obviously need to know civics. We need to know world history. Holy fuck. We need to be teaching people about governments, not just ours. We need to be teaching people about theology. And idolatry, for crying out loud. It's what spiraled a small percentage of this country into believing and being deluded by white Christian nationalists. Fuck, they don't even understand their own theology and ideology, let alone other people's. Let alone understand the idea that everyone's fucking ideology and their theology comes from a different fucking experience because every human being has a different one. You stupid fuck. And to pair that with the stance that, oh, I'm anti-war, so I'm going to go be anti-war. And committing violence and standing with a protest that turns violent. And that's the reason why it makes me suspicious, folks. Because this is anti-Semitic. And they're chanting fascist chants. It's fascist. It's fascist. I don't give a fuck what you say. You can say whatever. These are left. They're not fucking leftist. They have left their leftist ideology a long time ago. If they're standing there yelling and screaming for Jews to go back to Poland from the river to the sea, calling for violence and then committing violence, these are fascist. And I'm very, 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 very weary that there are dark forces that are stoking the anti-Semitism. I mean, we've already had it normalized. Jesus Christ. Fucking Kanye West, one of the most famous people on the planet, did a fucking I Love Adolf Hitler tour and ended up at Mar-a-Lago with Donald fucking Trump and Nick Fuentes. You fucking dumbasses. Normalizing it. They normalize it every fucking day at these white Christian nationalist churches. Over and over and over again with the Jew talk. The Jews. Normalizing it. Normalizing the hate. It's the same normalizing that when they normalize hatred for women. Hatred for the LGBTQ community. Because when you normalize it, especially in a society as large as ours, in a country as vast as ours, with 330 million people, with as much space as we have, when you normalize that type of hatred, you begin to make it easier for the bad actors. You begin to make it easier for them to infiltrate movements. And when you make it easy for the neo-Nazis to infiltrate an anti-Semitic movement such as this, because that's what it's become, folks. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care how you want to frame it up for me. That's what it's become. I believe the right wing is using this to their advantage. And they're playing all sides here, man. Oh, fuck yeah. You talk about both sides and shit. Oh, there's nothing better that the right fucking does than to both sides this shit. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. That's why it seems so weird. Because you're like, wait a second. I'm on the side of this person. And now I'm not on the side of this person. And sometimes that's how ideology squares. Because folks have different agendas. But if we stand here and don't call a spade and say, nope, not our movement, No, thank you. I'm not down with the fascist hate. Not going to do it. If we don't say with one clear voice what this is, they will continue to make a mockery of this movement, whatever it has become. Because I believe some of the people in the movement are just chasing internet clout. They're just chasing it. They're just seeing if they can get viral on the internet. Like stealing shit out of a high school bathroom. You remember this shit? Oh, yeah, it was real fucking popular there for a while on TikTok, where they go in and they fucking damage high school property to get to go viral on TikTok. Dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. So, if we're going to move forward with this, what we need to do is we need to stand against anti-Semitism. That is the first order of business. The second thing we need to do, and it's a close second, is make sure that everyone understands that we are for the humanity in Gaza and that the United States government should be providing aid and relief to Gaza. And if we have to, we will force Bibi Netanyahu, we will force Israel to provide that humanitarian aid to the innocent people in Gaza. Yesterday, there was an international arrest warrant put out for Bibi Netanyahu. And hopefully, that is the signal to the West and a signal to democracies around the world that they will not tolerate Bibi Netanyahu being the leader of that democracy. And no conflict in Gaza or threat of terrorism should prevent Israel from selecting a new fucking leader. We're right here. We got your backs, democracies. We got your fucking backs. Stand with humanity. That's what I ask. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? It's a rhetorical question at best. We'll be right back on the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Fellow patriots, what would you do if there was a Trump supporter right in front of you, crying in pain because they have to live under communist tyranny? We know what you would do. You'd reach out and give that true American a hand. Now, here's your chance. For only $50 a day, you can help us help those true Americans recover from Biden's socialist reign of terror. These are those Trump supporters, and this is that moment. Send your donation via Venmo to the real president, Donald J. Trump. It's only $50 a day, recurring, and it means you'll get these Trump supporters the critical help they so desperately need to survive under this false regime. Please donate now, because those Trump supporters you just saw can't wait another moment.
Fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em, fuck 'em. We're back to the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Oh, Grandpa's in a cold courtroom. He's freezing. Someone buy that motherfucker a coat. You think with all that sneaker money and all that Bible money, that son of a bitch could afford some thermal underwear or a thermal diaper or a fucking coat? You know what I mean? You think he could afford some hot hands? Remember that shit? Hot hands? Yeah, you put them in your fucking pocket and keep your fucking hands warm. Dumb fuck. I mean, there's all kinds of shit you can do. You know, layer up, right? And just bitching. It's freezing in there. It's freezing in that room. I'm such a little bitch. He is such a little fucking bitch, ain't he? The real funny part, is that Donald Trump bitched and bitched and moaned and complained and bitched and moaned and bitched and moaned that the judge wasn't going to let him go to Barron's, his son. He doesn't know his son's name, but he's to go to Barron's graduation. And now this morning, the judge is like, yeah, you can fucking go. Do you think he'll go? 100%, I do not believe that Donald Trump is going to show up at Barron's graduation. He's going to be golfing. And the reason why the evidence that I have for that is that Donald Trump is a piece of shit. One, he's a deadbeat dad, too. But three, this son of a bitch has been complaining for weeks that he can't campaign because he's got to sit in a courtroom. The 3 days he has where he's not sitting in a fucking courtroom, he wasn't campaigning. He was golfing. He was golfing. So spare me the bitching there, Fentanyl Fuhrer. That's the other thing, too, is this guy's going to be able to sleep a lot here in the next few days. And the reason why is over the coming days, they're going to start going through documents. It's going to be the most boring fucking courtroom on earth. And dude, Don Snorleone is going to be out like a light the entire time. And that's a good thing. I really wish that this judge could somehow, some way make this fucking trial last like 18 months. That's what I wish. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. I could give a shit about the conviction at this point. I think this stupid son of a bitch is somehow going to cop off on fucking felony charges, and he's not going to get fucking charged with them. That's right. That's what I think. That's where I'm staking my fucking opinion, is that he ain't going to get these felony charges, that they ain't going to convince the jury of these felony charges. Because this difficult roundabout case that they're trying to make, I think is stupid. They should just go for the fucking gold and get the one or two felonies and get this son of a bitch. But you know what? If we're going to do this theater, if we're going to do this bullshit, we got to fucking listen to him whine and bitch and moan about how it's cold and how when he shits his diaper, it doesn't stay warm very long. I think that's what he's really pissed off about. You know, he pisses and shits himself, you know? And who wants to sit there in a cold diaper? You know what I mean? A cold, full diaper? I mean, if it's a, you know what I'm saying? If it's a warm diaper, it might keep you warm a little bit if you fill it up. But if it gets cold pretty goddamn quick, then you're going to sit there and freeze your balls off while it sits in your dump. You know what I mean? That's maybe what he's bitching about. But if we got him bitching and if we got him sleeping, which honestly, there is no better situation for this election than him to steal every single fucking dime from the Republican donor class to pay off his legal bills and for him to sit there and sleep the whole time where he can't like harass them and he can't call Mike Johnson and he can't call senators. He can't bitch and piss and moan on True Social, which, again, this morning the judge has determined, which I'm finally glad that we got some sort of legal decision out of this. That him reposting shit is going to violate a gag order. I didn't think we'd ever see a judge say this. I'm going to be honest with you. This surprised me this morning. One of the most surprising things I saw this morning was that, yes, the judge decided that him retruthing something that someone else has posted is considered violation of the gag order. And I think the reason why is because the judge is like, the motivation is clear. Again, you're using agent provocateur to violate the gag order, friend. You motherfucker, you. Now, he was only fined $9,000, which is a long way for the accountability that Donald Trump should receive. Honestly, $500 million that he owes to the state of New York. And the money that he owes E. Jean Carroll. That amount of money. Well, that's not even enough accountability as far as I'm concerned. It isn't. It's not near enough accountability for me. I would, you know, if you were putting a dollar amount on the amount of accountability that Donald Trump owes this country, it's every single fucking dime he'll ever have. That's about the amount of accountability that I'm looking for in a dollar amount, not $9,000. Okay. But the judge did threaten incarceration, possibly, if he violates again, right? Which, be rest assured, he's definitely going to violate the gag order. Donald Trump has the right to remain silent, but he sure as hell does not have the fucking ability to remain silent. But the trial ticks on. The trial ticks on, and we're getting closer and closer to Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen taking the stand. And I think that's really where this trial can get sideways. Now, it can go sideways for Trump, or it can go sideways for the prosecution. I really believe that. I think in those two testimonies, that's where we're going to see it go sideways. David Pecker's testimony was not surprising. I mean, I know a lot of people think it's salacious, but fuck, it's a National Enquirer, for crying out loud. David Pecker wasn't just fucking hiding stories and paying and doing a catch and kill just for Donald Trump. Okay. It was David Pecker's MO. He was doing that was his, that was how he made fucking money, people. But when we get into this testimony between Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen, I think we will see if this, who this trial goes sideways for, if it does. I'm hoping it doesn't. I hope that he can catch every single charge. Catches it right in the fucking ass. Now, I don't know if the decision this morning of the judge to tell Donald Trump that if he breaks the gag order, he possibly faces the threat of incarceration. If that means that this judge will incarcerate Donald Trump when he's convicted of felony charges in such that the judge could incarcerate him, I don't know. I hope so. Who the fuck does not want this piece of shit to serve a few months at Rikers? I mean, that is the exact institution that I want Donald Trump to go to. That pile of fucking trash. That piece of shit. Fuck yes. Let's do that. Hell, keep him there for a hell of a lot longer than 48 hours. But I believe that's kind of the thing here, is that the judge is indicating that he might incarcerate Trump if he violates the gag order again. But what does incarceration mean, really? I mean, it could mean for the remainder of the trial, right? Could mean that. It could mean until Donald Trump is willing to come in front of the court and willing to come in front of the judge to apologize and to make sure that he gives his personal guarantee that there will not be any kind of breaking of the gag order going forward. I mean, it could be. It could be possible. It could be possible that the judge says, I'm going to give you 48 hours in the fucking contempt tank, right? Sometimes you get in the drunk tank. He might have to go into the contempt tank for 48 hours. Is that really accountability? I mean, as much as we'd love Donald Trump to serve 48 hours in a goddamn jail cell, then he's a fucking martyr. And in 48 hours, his dumb ass is out running around yelling and screaming again, bitching about how the courtroom's cold and how Walt doesn't change his diaper fast enough. Yeah, that's right. A septic tank. Oh, shit. I got the wrong one. There it is. He's goddamn comments go so fast. You guys are crazy with the chat box here. If you guys are wondering why I'm still on YouTube, because usually we cut off on YouTube. If you're still wondering that, and I know some people in the Twitch chat are saying about the commercials, if you want commercial-free viewing on Twitch, you got to go to thetonymichaels.com, okay? Now, why should you go to thetonymichaels.com? Well, here's why. You just pan on down to link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, right? It's right here. And if you have a Prime account and you link it to your Twitch account, you get one free subscription every single month. And you can give that to the Tony Michaels podcast. And if you give that to the Tony Michaels podcast, what you do is you get commercial free viewing of the entire show every single weekday on Twitch. even if I cut off YouTube, the YouTube broadcast. I've been cutting off the YouTube broadcast at the bottom of the hour. Now, if we have guests on or something special going on, I'm going to remain broadcasting on YouTube. But if it's just a normal show, you're going to have to go over to Twitch and watch it. And the reason why is because Twitch gives us support over there. So that's just how it's going to be. And I apologize to people who, it's still free. You can still view it. You just got to deal with a couple commercials because we're monetized over there. So, I apologize, but that's just the way it's going to be. And you can go back and rewatch it on Twitch once it's over. I know you can't rewind in mid episode, but maybe I should just go fuck myself. But if you don't think I should just go fuck myself, go link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account or buy a subscription there on Twitch. Or, they're always gifting subscriptions in the chat, too. If you want to look for someone being generous to get you a commercial-free viewing, if you're going to stay on Twitch and view on Twitch. Also, go check out the Patreon page. A lot of people have joined the Patreon and signed up for a year's membership. You get 10% off when you join Patreon. Now, we're going to be making some changes over there on Patreon. I think this week we're going to be doing a Discord dial-in. That means if you go on Patreon and you join the new tier, which we have not got up yet, if you join the new tier, then you'll be able to actually join me here right on the show during a segment that I think we're going to call Discord dial-in. It's like the old rotary phone. No. It won't be like the old rotary phone. It's the new Discord thing. So you'll have to join the Discord. Speaking of that, make sure you go to thetonymichaels.com and join the Discord server. It's right here underneath memberships. It's right there. See it right here? Discord server. Go ahead and verify yourself when you enter in the Discord server by checking the green check mark in the welcome center. All right, let's move on to the news here. Shall we? We got a lot of stuff to cover. A lot of stuff going on. I have some crazy fucking video of Prager University. I think that's what it's called. You know what the city is called? Prager. Now, I think this video is from a while back. Because I played this video on the show before. No, I'm serious. I played this on the show before. This video is from October 12th, 2022, as a matter of fact. So this video is edging up on being 2 years old. That's right. I showed this video on the show when it was brand new. Yes, Dennis Prager, as Theron says there on Discord. This video is not new, and I've showed it before on the show 2 fucking years ago. But this thing has resurfaced. One of the reasons why it's resurfaced, because these book-burning puppy killers are now trying to be legitimate cousin fuckers. So now we got to go book-burning cousin-fucking puppy killers. MAGA, the name for MAGA is getting much larger and larger and larger and larger, right? Oh, my God. I mean, it doesn't matter how many things we got to add in. We should say the entire name. They are the book-burning cousin-fucking baby, or excuse me, puppy-killing, probably baby-killing too, puppy-killing, puppy-killing party. And who better than Dennis Prager to give us how he feels about cousin-fucking? Let's listen.
Let's see here. The public nudity calls are interesting. Anyway, none of you have a secular argument against it, and I don't blame you for that because there isn't any. There's no secular argument against adult incest. Brother and sister want to make love. What's your argument?
Well, they're brother and sister one, my friend. I don't know if you've ever had a brother or a sister But it's a little fucking weird. I'm not going to lie. And I live really close to Arkansas. Really fucking close. Like, I am in... sometimes I believe I am in northern Arkansas. North Arkansas. You know what I mean? Like the attic of Arkansas sometimes. Where they hide all the dead cousin fucking bodies sometimes. But, yes, my friend. Two people who are actually brother and sister... It is weird. No matter what kind of porn you watch, Dennis, because there's a lot of porn out there. There's a lot of porn. And I know we go to the porn thing, but I think that's why MAGA constantly is harping on banning porn, because porn confuses them. They don't know that it's fake. They don't know that. Like, they don't know that wrestling's fake. They're like, no, it's real. It's 100% real. I mean, the fucking's real in porn, right? Like, they're actually fucking in porn, but like the setup, the whole storyline, that's all bullshit. They're not actually stepbrother and stepsister, and they're not actually mom, stepmom, and stepson. That's not a fucking, it's fake. That's just to make the title. And I don't understand it either. It kind of weirds me out. I'm going to be honest. When I'm watching porn, I fast forward through the whole stepbrother, stepsister. I just want to get to the fucking, you know what I mean? And I don't know if these guys haven't figured out that there's a fast forward button on the internet or not. But I think they watch porn, right? And they think it's real. They're like, no, this is 100% how it's supposed to happen. 100% how it's supposed to happen. Yes. I'm not sure why you're asking this, but yes, porn is fake. They're just like wrestling's fake. Like the wrestling, like when they're hitting each other with the chairs and they're throwing each other and they're hitting the mat and, you know, they're getting hurt and shit. That's a real part. That's like the athleticism. That's real. But the storyline is not real. That it's all theater. Just like porn is just theater. It's not real. They're not actually brother and sister. Dennis in the porn. Go ahead.
That they're going to produce mentally retarded offspring? It's nonsense. It takes many generations of inbreeding to do that.
He seems really experienced at this, doesn't he? He's like, look, I've met a lot of people who've been inbred, and it takes at least three generations. Okay? It feels like he has a lot of experience. And it's not like scientific experience. It's just like, you know, Republican type experience, MAGA type experience.
There is no secular argument against adult consensual incest. There's a religious argument. Sex cannot enter family life.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So his point here that he's trying to make is that because what Dennis Prager really wants you to believe is that there's no secular argument for anything. The only argument is the fucking religious theologic argument. That's it. That's it. That's the only fucking argument that can be made about anything, including whether you can fuck your sister or not. What? Listen, there's plenty of fucking argument to be made why brother and sister shouldn't be fucking each other. Plenty of fucking reasons. And God, I don't think is like one of them at the top of the list. I don't know. Maybe I'm fucking nuts, but see, this is what these white Christian nationalists do. This is what they do, is they take some sort of fucking issue that's weird as shit and they twist it around to tell you what you can and can't do. Now, look, in Tennessee, they're trying to pass a bill where you can marry your first cousin. You can fuck your first cousin. And I'm really, honestly, not going to go around telling people they can't fuck who they want to fuck. I'm not going to lie. As much as it seems a little weird that you'd want to fuck your first cousin. And I think that's where the boundary kind of is of what we do in society. And I'm not talking about whether we let you fuck or not, just how we treat you. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, you definitely can believe and do that crazy shit over there. We're just not going to invite you into normal, typical situations in society. And it's going to be a thing. Okay. Like, you have the liberty to do that. You just do not have the freedom to participate with the rest of us in normal walking around places on Earth. Whoosh. And act like, and we have to pretend like you're normal. Listen, if you want to fuck your sister or you want to fuck your first cousin, great, fine, more power to you, I guess. But I'm not going to tell you that's normal. It's not normal. It's not a thing that most people decide that they're going to do. But who am I to tell Dennis Prager if he wants to fuck his sister wife or not?
It's a big taboo. 1 minute. See, people think that we can live without the greatest source of wisdom and morality in the history of the world, the Bible.
That's what they think. Oh, we know that.
Secular conservatives think that. They don't realize they're living on the fumes of the Judeo-Christian value system. But if you...
That's Trump's farts you smell. Those fumes of the Judeo-Christian value system, those are Trump's farts you smell.
Ultimately extract those flowers from the soil that
nurtured them. Oh, fuck me.
Those flowers will wither and die.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't want to see that happen. That's why I'm working so hard on this.
That's why he's working so hard. That's why he's working so hard to tell you why you can fuck your sister. And there's no sick good argument against it, but so if you want to fuck your sister. What? Oh, my God. This video is 2 years old. This video is 2 years old. I showed this 2 years ago. I don't know what I said then. I have no idea. Probably the same shit I'm saying now. But it's weird shit that Dennis Prager and the Republican Party are sitting around postulating whether they can fuck their first cousin or their sister or not. It's weird stuff. It's weird stuff. It's weird shit that you want to institute in the law that you can fuck your sister. It's weird shit that you want to put in the law that you can fuck your first cousin. It's weird stuff. Weird. It's almost as weird as their hyper focus on children's genitalia. Almost as weird. Not quite. But it's fucking weird that these people are sitting around coming up with this commentary this way. What's even weirder is that it circulates. Like when they say this shit, it just circulates. You know what I mean? It fucking marinates and then. And then, well, let me prove it to you. Here is Jason Campbell's original tweet of this. Here's his original tweet. And it's from October 12th, 2022. There it is. 10:51 a.m. in the Central Zone. Now, at the time, this got, 3,000 likes, 3,700 repost. But I showed this on my show back then. It's a thing we did. I think me and Gabe Sanchez sat and commentated on this video. It's a thing that happens. Book burning. Book. Burning. Cousin. Fucking. Puppy killers. I don't know what else to... tweet at this. There we go. Post it. Live tweet. Go find it on the internet. All right. Let's go back because I have some more white Christian nationalism. This is a newer clip. Right Wing Watch has put this out. I want to give a shout out to Right Wing Watch here real quick. And the reason why is because that a lot of the clips that we play on the show, and we've been playing on the show for many years from Right Wing Watch, our friends over there at Right Wing Watch, who do such a great job of going out and making sure that they keep tabs on some of these fucking white Christian nationalists so we all know what the hell they're saying in their little circles and how they're feeling and how they want to destroy our democracy, all right? And speaking of destroying our democracy, I have a great clip for you today that you're not going to see many places, but I'm going to show it to you here. I think they played it on Rachel Maddow's show. I believe it's where it's from. Anywho, Right Wing Watch does a fantastic job. And more and more and more of these clips are coming to the forefront because of shows like ours that are featuring these white Christian nationalists and the dangers of these white, even though you don't really know who these motherfuckers are. Now, we've featured these feckin' assholes here on the screen on the show before. you know, exposing their bullshit. And I'm going to do the same thing today. And you notice how they have the fucking clock behind them always, these prophets that are always making prolific statements, you know, guessing what's going to become of the world. And they have these clocks behind them so that they can prove that they said it when they said it. It's fucking weird. Maybe I should put one behind me, like a clock, like right here. That way there's proof that Tony said this at this date and this time. The fucking email God lady. The emails from God lady, she's got one too. But I want to give a shout out to Right Wing Watch because more and more of their content is actually leaking into the mainstream. And I've been yelling and screaming for the last 6 months, 8 months, probably longer, that these clips should be going not just viral on the internet, but they should be fucking headline news. They should stop fucking with the Trump crack and showing the country the reason why we're in such fucking dire straits. So Right Wing Watch is one of the people at the forefront in this fight to do the work of finding these scumbags and keeping tabs on them and exposing them and providing the content for people like me to show my audience. And it's a joint effort into exposing white Christian nationalism in this country. The actual disease that is rotting the brains of MAGA. Because Trump is just a symptom of that venereal disease we call white Christian nationalism. And there's no really better example of it than this here. Watch.
It's been shown to us over and over and over that he was the winner. But here's the deal. If you understand the media operates the way it's been, the media is the false prophet of the book Revelation, which means it's just taken over. It's like Goliath has taken over the sound waves, and you're supposedly supposed to apologize and repent. If the false prophet, it's when I get excited, apparently, or something.
Look, there's bubbles on the screen, George. Oh, George, there's bubbles on the screen. There's bubbles. All right, keep going.
If the false prophet, if you disagree with what the false prophet is saying, which is the false media, the fake media, because fake media to me is false prophet, okay?
Yeah.
If the fake media says something, so we're going to go with them, and if you disagree with them, then therefore your prophetic word is not right. No, you know, that's just ridiculous. Ridiculous stuff
on its face.
Okay, so if they, what he's saying, what they're saying here, okay, is when they made, because they claim to be prophets, right? So they're making predictions of what's going to happen. And these fucking assholes predicted that Donald Trump would win. I showed you another goddamn clip of some asshole that was talking about how Trump won and he made a prolific prediction because he's a prophet, and then it didn't come true, and the media is saying it didn't come true. But that's the other reason why these white Christian nationalists have bought into this idea that it was stolen from Trump and he actually won, is because it's all a lie. They're the false prophet. We're the actual prophets. While they're stuffing profit in their pockets. Different kind of profit. Because it's all prolific statements for profits. And I'm talking about profits for profits. Boy, that's one. That's an organization. I bet that's a satirical organization we could come up with. Here at Profits for Profits, we're for the money going in your pocket, regardless of how your prolific your prolific statements turn out or not. Here at Profit for Profits, we protect our members. I don't know. You could probably run with it. But this is what they're saying. These two fucking assholes are saying that they are making prolific predictions, and that the reason why they're not coming true is because the media is reporting false prolific predictions, which the media is not predicting anything. They're reporting on what happened, you stupid fucks. Oh, my God. The media's job is not to predict what is going to happen. That's why polls suck. Okay? The polls fucking suck. And they're all bullshit. And again, There you go. Prolific paydays. It could be like a payday, prolific payday loan place. You know what I mean? Maybe. I don't know. But the news media's job is not to make prolific statements or predictions on what's going to happen. They can postulate on different things that could happen based on the prior past circumstances. But they are not, their job is not to make a prediction. Their job is to report the facts so that you know what happened, so you can carry around the truth with you, you fucking dummies. It's one reason why the media sucks, because I'm not going to disagree with them that the media sucks. They suck at their jobs because the media, to some degree, think that their job is to not only make prolific statements, but to change the landscape. It is their job to push to make change. It's not their job. I mean, if you want to know the truth, get in real close. Get in real close where you can hear me, because this is a big secret. It's not just the mainstream media and the right-wing media, but it's also the independent media. Their goal is the same goal as these guys. Profit. Profits for profits. That's right. You listen to media every day that tells you, oh, this is good. Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to go to jail now. Yeah, Donald Trump is definitely going to go. He's going to go to trial in March. 100%. He's going to be on federal. He's going to be 14th. He'll be 14th. A lot of people think it's their job to be profits for profit, even on the left. I'm just saying, just pointing out, you know, just kind of giving you a heads up. But I want to thank Right Wing Watch for giving us these clips. Again, I want to say it publicly. I try to give them credit on every single one of the videos that we show as we go along, and as they pull it out and present it to us, the public, and then we can really commentate on top of it, because that, I think that is very important, that we commentate on top of these clips of these white Christian nationalists who are trying to destroy our democracy. Here's a good example of people trying to destroy our democracy.
We do not want to be a democracy. Originally, congressmen were elected by a direct democracy. Senators were elected by their state legislatures, and presidents are elected by the Electoral College. We are devolving into a democracy because now congressmen and senators are elected by the same pool, a direct democracy. And with the national popular vote coming, we're going to be electing our president by a direct democracy too. Bad idea. We do not want to be a democracy. Originally, congressmen were elected by a direct democracy. Senators were elected by their state legislatures, and presidents are elected by the Electoral College. We are devolving into a democracy because now congressmen and senators are elected by the same pool, a direct democracy. And with the national popular vote coming, we're going to be electing our president by a direct democracy too. Bad idea.
Democracy is a horrible idea. You know what I mean? What is this? Are they talking? What's the fast forward thing? Is this like Turncoat Tony yesterday when Matt Gaetz was calling me Turncoat Tony? Is that what this is? Oh, porn. Oh, I'm fast-forwarding through porn. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Apparently, the laboratory has found images of me. As breaking news, these are images of me, Tony Michaels, fast-forwarding through porn. Here's one image here of me, of Turncoat Tony fast-forwarding through porn. He's He's turned his back on watching the entirety of the video. And he's going to fast forward. There's some more images here. Hang on. Here's me obviously sitting at this desk. You can see here that this is clearly me sitting at this desk, fast forwarding through porn here. Because there's another one there. I can't sit and watch the whole thing, right? I don't want to watch the fucking sister fucking thing, the stepmom fucking thing. Okay. I want to fast forward through, and I want to make sure that I get to the good stuff. What are these, one of these posters on the background here in the, I have blue eyes too. I don't know how accurate these images are, but, it does give you insight into when I'm actually sitting watching porn, I guess. So don't use any of those images, you fuckers. And it would be very mean if the laboratory would post those images publicly for people to make fun of me. See, that's the thing about me, is I actually like self-deprecating humor. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with people picking on me. I really am. Honestly, sometimes when people pick on me, especially like this image here, this one here in particular, this is a great one. Oh, my God. You guys will get the fucking trolls all kinds of riled up over this fucking image. You'll find all our trolls with this image right here. That's great. Because I used to be a kind of a chubby dude. I mean, I'm still kind of chubby. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm fluffy. You know what I mean? Well, maybe not fluffy, but I'm chubs. Right, I got some chubs going still. I'm working on it. I'm fucking working on it, I promise. I'm trying my best. But when I do get stoned, I have to be honest, I really like fucking candy. I'm a sucker for candy when I get stoned. And I just like eat a whole bag of cherry sours. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. And by the time I'm done, I'm like, I want another fucking bag. So there's that. So I'm working on it, but I'm not as chubby as I used to be. But this does bring back, you know, the good old days when I was a little heftier, if you want to say it that way. Husky? Is that the is that a good word? Husky? Oh, fuck. I'm working on it, I promise. Maybe I should make that part of the Patreon, too, where you guys are following me in my journey not to have Dunlap. You know what Dunlap is, and that's what this Tony here, this turncoat Tony has her. His belly is Dunlapped over his belt. So, or his dick. All right, back to serious business, goddammit. They're trying to destroy our democracy. They're trying to destroy our democracy. We're trying to have that. And not only are they trying to destroy our democracy, but they're trying to convince large swaths of people out there that we don't have a democracy and we weren't intended to be a democracy. Well, unbeknownst to this stupid son of a bitch, that in the 17th Amendment, we actually did away with the whole we appoint senators with our state legislatures. And the idea that people wouldn't, again, you got to think about this. This woman is advocating to go back and get rid of the 17th Amendment. Well, what's an amendment that comes after the 17th Amendment? The 19th Amendment. So I'm sure she would say that she doesn't want to fucking vote either because she's a woman. You can't trust her to vote. She's a woman. She's a woman, for crying out loud. You can't be trusting them women to vote. Holy shit. Would just be blasphemy to be letting Wowmans votes. You know what I mean? But, you know, it always falls deaf ears on these son of a bitches. I was on Hal's show last night, too. And I don't mean to skip around, but I do want to point this out since we were talking about porn and fast forwarding through porn and Dennis Prager's little rant there on how he wants to fuck his sister. That's what I think he's saying. I think Dennis Prager is saying that he wants to fuck his sister. I don't know how many sisters Dennis Prager has. I'm not really sure. I have no idea. But I think he's saying he wants to fuck his sister. But these guys are terrified of porn. And it may be because they believe that porn is real. That may be where they're at. Now, you guys have heard of, I think his name, John McAtee Isn't that this fucking asshole's name? He makes these vile fucking TikTok videos where he's like, if a woman gets raped, is she actually raped? Or is it that she's pretending to be raped? I'm not kidding you. Some of the videos are even more vile than that. McAtee. Yes, McAtee. I think that's his fucking name, isn't it? I don't know. Hang on a second. Let me do some investigating here. I don't want to get his name. Actually, I do want to get his name wrong. You know me and names. I like to get them wrong intentionally. It's one of my things. I don't know if this is this guy's name. Who is this fucking slug bucket? Hang on. Here, let me show you. Let me show you this guy. Here's the guy I'm talking about. He's on some weird ass podcast here. It's this fucking asshole right here. Now, he's working with Project 2025. Okay. And what he's doing for Project 2025, is this John McAtee? Is that who this is? Shuby? Is this the John McAtee that I'm thinking of? Is this the guy? I believe that's who the fuck this is. I'm not sure. I'm not 100%. Here, hang on. Let me go look this guy up. Because I think that's who this guy is. It's John McAtee. And he has some, and he was actually in the January 6th select. Yes, that's him. This is him. Here, let me show you him here on his deposition for the select committee. I don't know if you guys will be able to hear this or not. I don't know how good of a clip this is, but let's listen.
Sadness over the violence.
No, I mean, I think he was shocked by, you know, it getting a little out of control, but I don't remember sadness specifically.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't sad. Trump wasn't sad. Fuck, he wanted the violence. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's the same guy. Now, this guy was in charge at the end of the Trump administration to purge people who weren't pro-MAGA out of the Trump administration, but what I mean by that is people who were believing that Trump actually lost. They believe the facts, like the real facts. Yes, here's this fucking asshole. Here he is right here. Here he is. Let's watch this.
Since it's January 6th, I just have a few questions about how insurrections work. Do the police usually...
What about erections? Do you have questions about how erections work? Because I would assume that you would have questions about that. But go ahead with the insurrection thing. Let's hear what dumbass shit you have to say.
Let the people in as they try to overthrow the government? And do terrorists always walk through the rope and stanchion as they defile the seat of democracy? Also, do insurrectionists usually come unarmed? And is there always a tour guide?
He's so funny with his lies, isn't he? Fucking asshat. Yes, that's this guy, John McAtee. Guess what? Guess who is in charge of staffing our government for Project 2025? That asshole. That's right. That motherfucker right there. That motherfucker right there is the one in charge of staffing Trump's administration for Project 2025. That's who's in charge of it. That's who was in charge of purging the Trump administration of the people who believed that Donald Trump had actually lost, because he did lose. That's who this guy is. Now listen to what he wants to do with porn. Take a listen.
I work for the Heritage Foundation on their Project 2025, which is in charge of staffing the next administration should Trump win.
Yeah, okay. So he told us. He's saying it out loud. What he wants to do is he wants to round up a bunch of fucking Nazis and know who the Nazis are. That way they can install the Nazis into our bureaucracy. That way it's a Nazi fascist state. Yuck. All right. Keep going.
You know, there are things, that have made it,
How do I say it without saying the Nazi part out loud? Let's see. How do I say that without saying the Nazi part out loud? Let me see. Keep going.
I don't want to say this.
Get your fucking thoughts together. Fuck,
like banning pornography.
Yeah, let's go with that one. Like that. Yeah, let's go with that one. Banning pornography. Let's do that. Let's do that, Johnny boy. Let's hear how you feel about pornography. I'm sure you jerk off to enough trans porn for all of us to fucking jerk ourselves off into a coma. But go ahead.
That has created such a culture of like hypersexualization in men where they don't want to settle down, where they think they can
have. Oh my fucking God. I can't even believe that this fucking little shit here, he's everything that happens is a victim to men. Oh, men are the victims. Men are always the fucking victims. Oh my God. Look at me. I'm a white man and I'm a victim. I have fell prey to pornography. Get the fuck out of here with this nonsense. What the fuck are you talking about? The over-sexualization of men? Have you ever watched fucking porn, dude? Well, straight porn. Have you ever watched straight porn, John? Huh? The over-sexualization of men? I think you're missing who the fucking target audience of most porn is. You fucking bonehead.
Have a variety where they, like, if that happened, people would naturally be like, oh, I want this woman. And, you know, like that sort of thing, like, it's probably radical. And people are like, what? This guy's trying to ban porn. You know, it's like, all right. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a little extreme to want to ban porn. It's really stupid. Honestly, pornography and finding women attractive for men, right? And sex. Sexual and hypersexualizing anything is like the oldest occupation on earth. Dumb fuck. And by God, sex work is work, motherfucker. Because what this asshole truly wants, is he wants the sex workers to be in the dark alleys again. That's what they want. They don't want to not have access to fucking porn. They don't want to not have access to the freedom to do what they want to do. This is more of laws for thee, not for me, is what this shit is. And the reason why is because they don't want women. They don't want women to explore their sexuality. That's what they're against. That's what this fucking piece of shit motherfucker is against. Is women exploring their sexuality. And the other thing that he doesn't like is he doesn't like the fact that there's porn for everyone. They fucking hate that. That's one thing they fucking despise is that, whoa. You mean I go to a porn website and I start scrolling and all of a sudden I see a really hot woman. I click on that porn and I'm jerking it. Like, I'm beating it like it fucking owes me money, and I'm ready. Oh, my God, I'm ready to come. And then I find out she has a dick. Does that make me gay? And they get all insecure, and they get all fucking weird about it. Dude, it's sex, right? It's nudity. It's all right. Everyone's got a body. Everyone's got a nude body when you take your fucking clothes off. You don't need to be ashamed of it. But that's the thing that they want. They want to control motherfuckers. They want to control you. And they definitely 100% want to control women. This is the type of fucking theocratic fascism that set Iran back 300 fucking years in the 70s. Dummies. Same fucking ideas, same ideology, same fucking theocratic fascism that set them back. Iran, you know, the ones who back Hamas, who oppressed the Palestinians in Gaza, who committed the terrorist attacks against the state of Israel, which probably Bibi Netanyahu probably saw coming. He probably let it happen so that way he could level Gaza because he's a piece of shit, too. If you want to know the fucking truth about it. But it's the same type of theocratic fascism that set Iran back with the Ayatollah of 300 fucking years. That's what they're talking about. And this guy, this fucking guy is in charge of making sure he staffs the entire government, when the entire government, not appointed officials, the bureaucracy. They're going to fire and they're going to execute the jobs of all the bureaucrats that work in our government so that they can erect a theocratic fascist state. That is what they want. It is the reason why I have high concern on these campuses that these theocratic fascists are parading around as leftists protesting, because they're not. They are not leftists protesting. There may be some leftists protesting and peacefully protesting, but the ones breaking into these buildings, they're theocratic fascists just like this fucking asshole. Asshat. But this is who John McAtee is. I mean, you can believe me or not. Do I have to show you other clips of this asshole being an asshole before you believe me? All right, let's do that. I'm excited about this. I'm not going to lie. I'm really excited if I can find some videos here of this asshole making TikToks. You're going to love this guy's TikToks. Oh, my God. You're going to love him so fucking much. He is such a scumbag asshole. Like, just fucking repulsive. Just repulsive. Here, let me show you this. Here's the guy. Here he is. Here you go. Here's another one. And he's always eating. He's always eating in these fucking TikToks when he says this stupid shit, right? And this is enragement farming, if you want to call it that. And it's engagement farming. Enragement engagement farming. Here we go. Listen up.
If you say Palestinians deserve a homeland just for themselves, you're woke. But if you say white people deserve a homeland just for themselves, you're racist.
I'm woke as fuck, dude. I'm all the way awake, you dumb son of a bitch. And I have never said that Palestinians deserve their own state in and of themselves, and no one else can come in and no one can go out. That's what Hamas wants. Hamas is not woke, you dumb motherfucker. You're on the side of Hamas. They are theocratic fascists. They just subscribe to a different theology than you do, dumb motherfucker. But it's the same theocratic fascism. Same stuff, just different God. I don't know if you know that, you fucking asshat. Yeah, I knew you enjoyed this guy. All right, let's see if we can find some more of how much of a scumbag John McAtee is. I want to make sure that we also point out that we should keep tabs on this sumbitch. Oh man, I hope we keep tabs on this motherfucker. Yeah, we should keep tabs on him and get the clips of this son of a bitch that's trying to ban porn. Oh my God, you're gonna love this fucking cocksucking son of a bitch. Oh yeah, you're gonna love this motherfucker. He's a truly the biggest piece of shit you can find. Let me see if I can find some more clips of this piece of trash. Does he have a Twitter account? Please tell me he has. Oh, man. There's a couple John McAtees that have Twitter accounts. Ooh, man, I'd change my fucking name. at this point, now that this guy is on our radar and we're going to go after this son of a bitch, I would change my fucking name. And I would change my account. I definitely would not have that fucking name at the top of my head. He doesn't have a Twitter. I know he's got a TikTok. And he says this crazy shit on TikTok. Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. I know someone who's done some videos about this fucking asshole. Tizzy Entertainment has done some videos about this guy. Let me see if I can find a video that he did about him.
Let me see if I can find it. Let me see.
Let's see. How do I search? Fuck. I totally want videos of this son of a bitch now. Here we go. All right. I'm getting loose on the fucking videos. Right, let's do this. Let's put a pin in this and let's find some videos. Let's get the audience involved here. Find the best fucking videos you can find of John McAtee being a complete fucking dirtbag. Just a fucking dirtbag of dirtbag. I mean, I'm not really offending dirtbags when I'm saying this. Go out and find your best John McAtee video. Grab that link, wherever that link is, and go put that shit in Discord. That's right. Go put it in the fucking Discord. Go to thetonymichaels.com, join the Discord, go put those fucking links in the Discord, and your clip that you find that you scoured the internet for just may get played on this show. And I'll give you credit if we play that, if we play that clip. We'll post it on my social media. We'll give you credit there. And we're going after that some bitch, John McAtee. What a band porn. What an asshole. All right. I wish I had access, like at my fingertips, to the clip of, I showed it a while back where this incel type dude is talking about how when you watch porn, it makes you start watching more porn. And then when you watch more porn, you start to see the dicks in porn. And then you start to like the dicks in porn. And then you start to watch gay porn. And then you start to watch gay porn, but you start to watch trans porn. And then it makes you start to realize that you're gay. And he thinks that porn makes you gay. He thinks that porn makes you gay. All right. So let's go to... yeah, fuck it. Let's go to the courtroom. Let's see what Grandpa Icebox said this morning about the courtroom. Let's listen to him, bitch.
So I'm going to go into this trial. I'm going to sit in a freezing cold icebox for 8 hours, 9 hours or so.
Stop breaking the law, asshole. I mean, like, what are you? I mean, dude, just don't fucking break the law. That would be cool. If you didn't break the law, then you wouldn't have to sit in a cold ass courtroom and wear a fucking coat. I don't know. Wear a goddamn coat. Most people who go to a really cold room and they're really fucking cold, they gotta put on the coat. Yes, this is Trump crack. This is the Trump crack part of the show. I'm sorry. We got to throw the Trump crack out every once in a while for all you crackheads out there. There's a lot of crackheads. Oh, fuck. Yeah, there's a lot of goddamn Trump crackheads out there. They love this shit. I'm not kidding. It's a fucking thing. It's a fucking thing. Trump crack. It's fucking real. You go to the Discord server and ask in Gen Pop, in the Gen Pop room, ask if Trump crack is real. And I guarantee goddamn you, there's going to be a dozen people that are going to show you proof that it's fucking real. Anytime we put out any kind of content, any of it. Why do you think I make this fucking whiny little bitch the at the center of the fucking thumbnail every day is because it's real. You may not think it's real, but it's real. And you like the Trump crack. Trust me. You love the fucking Trump crack. You love it. Don't deny it. You're a crackhead. It's okay. That's the first step to recovery, is to admit that you're a recovering Trump crack addict. Okay. And I know that you have a lot of challenges as you're trying to wade through your addiction to the Trump crack. But we're here. We're here for you. And this is an intervention. Listen, I would love not to have to show that son of a bitch on the show ever again. Oh, fuck. I cannot wait till the day to where he is a distant fucking memory. And we laugh. We laugh that we had to cover him so much. Oh, you remember that? Ha, 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 ha. He was such a shitbox. Ha, 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 ha. I can't believe we did that shit for years and years on end. Ha, 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 ha. Theron says on Discord, says, tell people to come find me and I'll educate them about Trump crack. Are you a... Theron is apparently... the Discord's Trump crack dealer. He's like, look, man, you want some Trump crack? I got some Trump crack for you. I got the crack for you. I got it right here. I got it right here. I got all the crack. I got the best crack. It is the best crack. He says, no, he's not the dealer. He is the resident specialist on the Trump crack, though. So get over to the Discord server, and I promise you, it is a real fucking thing. And we have internal evidence that shows that it's a real thing. speaking of Trump crack, Newsmax has Biden crack, because Biden crack is the same thing. They have an addiction to Biden crack. I do not, and our audience typically does not have a dark Brandon crack addiction. Okay, but Brandon crack is real too on the right. It's like Trump crack is an addiction on the left. Biden crack, Brandon crack is an addiction on the left. Here is Eric Bolden on Newsmax commentating on how Joe Biden eats his salad. I'm not kidding you. This is fucking real. This is not made up. This is not AI. At least I don't believe that it is. I have no evidence that it's AI. I think this is real. Well, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know. Maybe it is AI. I don't know. You determine. Let's see.
President of the United, the man with the nuclear codes at his fingertips, grappling with a bowl of lettuce. He can barely feed himself. Let's watch this for a second. This isn't slowed down. This isn't edited. This is Joe trying to eat a bite of salad.
This is fucking real, man. This is the groundbreaking content they have on Newsmax, on Eric Bolling's show. Now, this guy used to be on Fox News, but they fired him from Fox News, so he had to go to Newsmax, of course. And Eric here, I've talked to Eric in a Twitter space before. I've been in conversations with him, unfortunately, and he's just as stupid on the Twitter spaces as he is on his show, because he's an ignorant individual. But here he is, and they have, the producers of the show apparently have made it to where Eric Bolling has to evaluate a fucking video of Donald Trump eating a salad. Let's continue. It's great stuff.
Just watch.
Yeah, we're watching, motherfucker.
Watch.
It looks like he's eating food.
A nuclear code. Look.
Look, look. Do you see that? He got salad on his fork and lifted it to his mouth. And he put it in his mouth. And he did it carefully because he's got a tuxedo on and the motherfucker's got to speak. And he didn't want salad all over the front of him. What the fuck are you people talking about? Just because this guy doesn't wolf down the salad like Donald Trump wolfs down Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Big Mac doesn't mean that he's not capable of being president of the United States. And by the way, he is old. He's old. He's fucking old, people. But, you know, with age comes wisdom and it comes experience. And let me tell you something. The motherfucker's experienced enough to know not to get salad on your goddamn tuxedo before you're about to go in front of the entire nation and make jokes about Donald Trump being a 6-year-old, because you're 80. He's 6. Because that's what he did. Oh, my God. This is their fucking evidence that Joe Biden can't be president, is that this guy can't eat his food. Hey, Fuckstain, your guy's complaining that it's cold in a room. Put a fucking coat on, bitch. Where's that evaluation, right? Like, am I sitting here like, look at Donald Trump. He's freezing in the room. Look at him. He's freezing. How could he be president of the United States? Freezing in a room. I don't think that Donald Trump freezing in a room. I don't think Donald Trump farting. I don't think Donald Trump falling asleep to some boring ass fucking criminal trial where he paid hush money payments to shut up a porn star, speaking of banning porn, because his porn star wife was at home with their 10-day old baby. I don't think any of that disqualifies him being president. I think it makes him a whiny little bitch, and I think it makes people like Eric here fucking hypocrites. But besides that, you know, keep going.
That's the president of the United States. The man who's going to push back on Russia, China, North Korea. Are you kidding me? He can't even take a bite of his own salad.
He acts like there's like four nurses standing around him, spoon feeding him, putting it in a blender so he can drink it out of a straw or some shit. What the fuck are you talking about, man? He's carrying on a conversation with the person next to him. He's trying not to get the shit all over the front of him so he doesn't look like a fucking slob. And he doesn't wolf down his food. That makes him not qualified to be president of the United States. Well, you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm 100% okay with Joe Biden being careful when he's eating his salad and his roll. This is real. This is fucking real. They actually did this on Newsmax. Eric, you need to get a fucking life, dude. It's really fucking pathetic. Like, very pathetic. Whew. And dude, just come talk to me. I'll let you know what you should. You can just run it by me. Like, should I be, commentating on how Joe Biden can't eat his salad, even though he's actually eating his salad? Should I be doing that? Probably not. I mean, maybe compare a former president with your guy, who is also an ex-president, on how they handle, you know, tough moments. Maybe do that. Maybe compare those two.
Myself, I know it's not. Great.
Look at him. Look at him. Oh, my God. This was the president of the United States. I can't believe that this is the president of the United States. Look at him. He's so stupid. He's so stupid. The toilet paper was on his heel. Look at him. Look at him. He must have had his diaper changed and the baby wipes. They stuck to his heel. Oh, my God. He shouldn't be president of the United States. Look at this buffoon. Look at this guy. He cannot walk up the stairs without the baby wipe getting on his heel. Oh, my God. He can't walk up the stairs for the plane for Air Force One without farting. Look at him. Look. Oh, my God. And president of the United States.
Same energy, Eric. Same energy. Oh my God. All right. Is that enough goofing? I like the goof. There's some more Trump crack for you. There's some more Trump crack for you, you fucking crackheads. That's right. You're a bunch of fucking crackheads. All right. I do want to point out our friend of the show, AP. I'm trying to find it here. I thought I had it close. Our friend AP, she actually encountered at the White House Correspondents Dinner, speaking in the White House Correspondents Dinner, our friend AP, the Anarchy Princess, Peter Navarro's arch nemesis, she ran into Caitlyn Jenner at the White House Correspondents Dinner. It's kind of a funny clip. She was recording it as well. And I think I have it here. If I can find it. Oh, boy, if I can find it. If I can find it here, I'll show you that AP encountered her. Do we have that fucking link? Jesus Christ. All right, here, I'll play some Trump crack in the meantime. You want some more Trump crack? Here's some more Trump crack.
It's most. It's most.
Hi, you getting tired of that Trump crack? Here, I got some more Trump crack for you. Just to prove the Trump crack's real. These are some of our hottest videos. I'm dead serious. These are some of our hottest videos out there. And the reason why there are our hottest videos out there is because the Trump crack is real. That's the reason why. Here's another piece of Trump crack. Here, I'll show it to you. Here you go. Here's some
dating more. Your physical appeal. And ultimately performing surgery, can you believe this? Stating their physical appearance and ultimately performing surgery, can you believe this? Stating their physical appearance and ultimately
I can't find this fucking AP. this AP video. I don't know why. Why the fuck am I not finding the link? Someone throw the link in the fucking Discord, if nothing else. Jesus Christ. Why can't I get this thing? I thought we had this on our account. Maybe it was Anarchy Princess that tagged me in it. I don't know. I thought I had it retweeted too. And usually if I got stuff retweeted, it's easy to find because it's right on my feed. I can just put it right on the show. But I'm not getting there. So, all right, we'll move on. We'll move on. All right. We've got someone going on here. Listen, if you're going to put it in a chat, if you're going to put a link in the chat, you got to have it in the chat where I can find it easy. That's right. That's right. Let's move on. Let's move on. I want to show the fucking AP clip, though. It's funny as shit. But, you know, sometimes you don't get what you want. Speaking of not getting what you want, let's move on here. Speaking of not getting what you want, there's the theocratic fascists, the anti-Semites, who are breaking into university buildings. That's right. They're breaking into university buildings. I don't know what to tell you. This is not my decision to present it this way. They have decided to make themselves peaceful protesters anymore. Now, this is not a scene from January 6th. Look. No. So there you go. There they are breaking in. Now, I'm not saying that these are the peaceful protesters. I'm not saying that this might be. This may be the outside agitation that I was talking about earlier. It makes me super suspicious, right? Because of all the anti-Semitism that is coming from this movement, from these protests. When you're saying anti-Semitic stuff and you're chanting anti-Semitic stuff, right? And the hatred of Jewish people. You are not peaceful. All right. It's not peaceful to be ostracizing and to be calling for genocide for a certain group of people and for them to go back where they came from. Makes me really suspicious. Really suspicious that these people showing up at these universities with these head coverings on and stuff, it makes me really fucking wonder who's underneath those head covers. Doesn't it, you? I mean, I could see neo-Nazis really hating Hamas, right? Mortal enemies. But with the same end, right? They want theocratic fascism. They just want their style of theocratic fascism. These white Christian nationalists want their style of theocratic fascism. They don't want any competition. They can't have competition. Why would you want competition when it came to power and rule? That's the whole point of power in the first place. Especially white power. You know what I mean? You don't want that brown power if you're looking for white power. Two different things, you know what I mean? I mean, they're the same kind of shit. Because theocratic fascism is theocratic fascism. But they are kind of one in the same animal. They are kind of one in the same animal, but they're mortal enemies all at the same time. Listen to this guy.
You get up and say you're giving billions of dollars to those people for humanitarian aid, and you think we're not smart enough to know that if you're sitting there and you're a terrorist organization running the Gaza Strip, if you send in $1 billion of humanitarian aid, that frees us up to use $1 billion to do something else.
All right. So this is a right-wing pastor. This guy's a white Christian nationalist. He's a what would claim to be a Christian Zionist. His name is Jason Rappert. He's really pissed off over the fact that U.S. is providing humanitarian aid. He's really mad that they're getting humanitarian aid. And the reason why is because he thinks that if the humanitarian aid goes to the people of Gaza who are suffering under the bombardment from the fascist Bibi Netanyahu, right? That they're devils somehow and they're evil. It's evil to give humanitarian aid to children in Gaza.
You are lying devils and you're evil.
Yeah. Okay.
That money that you put, any money that you-
it is evil. It is evil. You hear that from white Christian nationalists? To save the children, motherfuckers, to give humanitarian aid. To give humanitarian aid. To give humanitarian aid to children in Gaza. You know, like food, water, that sort of shit. That sort of shit. The tweet was taken down. The tweet was taken down. Those mother, are you serious? What the fuck? They took the tweet down? Nah, those motherfuckers. Elon, you son, that's why I can't find the AP tweet. They took the fucking AP tweet down. What the fuck? All right, well. Go ahead, let's finish this guy, and then we'll sort that out.
You send to terrorist organizations. And
oh, my God. Okay, I know that Hamas is a terrorist organization, right? I get it. And this is where we get in difficult territory when dumb motherfuckers are allowed to say shit into microphones. This is where we get in this situation where there's too much speech and not enough fucking brains to the operation. All right. So Hamas is the oppressor in Gaza, and Hamas is the quote unquote government that runs the Gaza Strip and has for quite some time. The last election that they had in the city or in the Gaza Strip, they actually elected Hamas to be their leaders. And the first order of business of Hamas was to get rid of the rest of the elections. Seems pretty democratic to me. Not. But this guy is claiming, okay, this guy is claiming that it is evil and it is vile to send humanitarian aid to children because he is conflating. He is conflating children in Gaza, Palestinian children in Gaza, as terrorists, which, I mean, I guess they're being taught a theocratic, fascist, terrorist-type ideology, right, under Hamas. And that's what I say we need to free Palestinians from Hamas. And really, we need to free them from the theocratic, fascist world of the Middle East. It's probably what we need to do. We did find it. Where the fuck was it? All right. I got it for you here. We got it for you. We got it now. All right. But this guy wants to upend humanitarian aid to children because it's evil.
And those that support them is being turned around and used against innocent people.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's it. That's right. Water and food that's being sent to children in the, of Palestine, right? The children in Gaza, the bread and water that is being sent to them is somehow being turned around and launched back at the people, is killing Americans. That bread and that water is killing Americans.
Joe Biden, Kamala Harris,
Joe Biden,
Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, yeah. Rashid Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, the whole cotton picking bunch of you, as we say in the South.
The whole cotton picking bunch. What? Huh? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Should resign and get out of the U.S. government. You have no place of authority. You have.
Actually, they do. See, friend, we elected into those places of authority. This is why we cannot let November get out of our sights. We got to make sure that we are doing a really good job to keep the porn banning, book burning, puppy killing, cousin fucking fascist out of our government. And how we do that, as the pro-democracy coalition, is we go pile them under mountains of votes. That's how we do it. That's how we would do that. We would go make sure that we get everyone to the poll, make sure our registrations are straightened. If we want to vote by mail, if we want to vote early, if you want to vote on an absentee ballot, make sure you fucking do that. That's how you change government. Not to demand because they're evil and vile for sending children in Gaza humanitarian aid so that they can drink water and eat food. Jesus Christ, I'm not even for starving Hamas. Well, I should maybe I should rethink that. But children in Gaza, it's evil and vile. All right. They're against humanitarian aid. They're against it. They're against humanitarian aid. They're children hating, book burning, Bible thumping, cousin fucking, puppy killing, MAGA fascist. It just stack it, stack it, stack it, and stack it. These Cheeto humping fuck nuggets. Jesus Christ. All right. I found this. The team has found this AP clip. I don't know why it was hidden. I don't know why they have hidden this clip. And really, honestly, this makes me wonder. Oh, I know why. I know why. Nope. I'm going to show you why. You want to see why? I'm going to show you a little lesson. I'm going to give you a lesson in tweeting right now. For those of you who don't know, we have a podcast account on Twitter. Here it is. Here's the podcast account. It's the Tony Michaels Podcast. It's at Tony Michaels Pod. And it's on Twitter. I have the Tony Michaels. Okay, that's my personal account. And then Tony Michaels Pod. And let me tell you a little story. If you aren't following my account, the Tony Michaels, on Twitter and at Tony Michaels Pod, you're missing out on a ton of content. A ton of content that goes along with this show. You're missing out on it. And I know a lot of people don't like Twitter and blah, 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 yakety schmackety, but I like Twitter. And I like how Twitter used to be. I long for the day that Elon has to fucking divest in Twitter and sell it because it's about to go bankrupt and it saves it and somehow Twitter comes back. It's just a fantasy of mine because it's the way that I like the social media. It is my way I like the social media. And I understand if you don't want, like Pat Bronson here says, I don't use shitter. I don't use shitter. I understand. I get it. But if you don't use it and you won't use it and refuse to use it, you are missing out on a bit of my content. I'm just going to be honest with you. But let me give you a lesson in how to tweet. All right. So this tweet here shows a video that our friend AP took of Caitlyn Jenner and her girlfriend, Sophie Hutchins, I think is what it is. I think that's her name, Sophie Hutchins. We played her the other day, on the show. She's a MAGA trans person, which is really kind of weird. And it's weird that Caitlyn Jenner is a MAGA trans person as well. And Caitlyn Jenner is a trans woman who advocates for women not to participate in men's sports, and she plays in men's golf tournaments. It's kind of weird, the hypocrisy that MAGA displays, you know, right out front, but it's not surprising. But let me give you a little lesson on how to tweet, all right? If you are going to use a handle at the front of a tweet, right? Okay, which... when this was loaded to be tweeted, and I didn't personally tweet this, the team tweeted this, which they are doing a fantastic job. But I'm giving the audience here an idea on a way to tweet, because I get this a lot. Sometimes people will tweet and they want me to see something, but they want the world to see that I'm seeing it, right? The only way to actually make the world see a tweet that you are tweeting, and not just the person that you're posting their handle, is you have to put characters in front of their handle. What a lot of people will do is they'll put like a period in front of the handle. And then what that does is it doesn't just send it to this person. So this tweet here was sent, and this was probably a clerical error on our team's part, but I'm going to give you a lesson in this here, because I want you to understand how social media works and how Twitter works. This is important, because if you're tweeting this for the world to see, you wouldn't want to just post AP's handle at the beginning. You'd want to put a period in front of it. That's why we can't see it on our timeline. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go boom and boom and then retweet it. And I'm going to retweet it. That way you can see it on my profile. But here's the video. I'm going to show you the video. This is Caitlyn Jenner drunk off her ass outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Here it is.
Are you drunk, Caitlyn? What? I said, is Caitlyn drunk? Drunk. She's stumbling in her heels. I don't have to go fuck myself. Caitlyn Jenner can go fuck herself. Wasted. Please don't kill anybody again.
Oh, god damn. Our friend AP handing it straight to Caitlyn Jenner and telling her to stick it straight up her ass. Holy shit. I'm so glad we got that clip. Thank you for the team finding that clip and getting it to me so that we could play that clip.
Are you drunk, Caitlyn?
Yeah, it's playing again. I really like that clip. I love that clip. My friend AP, our friend AP here at the show, doing such a great job. Just fucking dunking her in the goddamn trash. Dunking her in the fucking trash, man. I love to see it. Just like we dunk all these fascists in the trash every single weekday, Monday through Friday. I am kind of disappointed. My guest wasn't able to make it today. He's feeling a little under the weather, and he couldn't get his voice going. So we'll get him back on some other time. It was D Knight, Black Knight on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, you should go follow him on Twitter. He's feeling a little under the weather today. So we weren't able to get him on. I was hoping that he might be able to. He said he might, but he wasn't able to get his voice going. And you know, on a show like this, you should probably have your voice about you. So we'll try to get him on next week. We do have a guest on Thursday, as you guys know, Cliff Schechter. And tomorrow, same time, same place. Make sure you go to thetonymichaels.com, though, and you follow us on Twitch. That is what you're going to want to do. Go to Twitch, link your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, get commercial free viewing over there. Also, make sure to sign up for a membership at Patreon. You get 10% off if you pay for the whole year. You get 10% off and go join the Discord server. It's free. It's free. So go to thetonymichaels.com, click all the links. You can always find the current episode at the very top. Just click the thumbnail, and it's usually Trump crack. That's right. I give you your daily dose of Trump crack right at the very top of thetonymichaels.com. So go there and click all the clicky things, the clicky clicks and the clicky things. Same time, same place tomorrow. I promise I'll be here. You'll be here. Surf's up, motherfuckers.
You've been listening to the Tony Michaels podcast. In your face commentary of current events and political news. No rules, no boundaries. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back soon. In the meantime, follow Tony on social media at the Tony Michaels. And until next time, raise a fist and repeat after me. Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Murphy's Mule Barn, head ass speaking.
By the way, God is far right. Never forget it. He doesn't just come in and say, oh, well, you know what? If you decide two men you want to be married and you really love each other, I'll give you a pass. He said, no, marriage is between one man and one woman. That's red. That's called conservative. That's called righteous. Narrow road. It's not wide road. And let me say this, by the way, any politician that's watching, let me tell you something. The liberal left, they're not purple. They love the fact that they're blue. And boy, not just blue, they are dark, black, evil. That Democratic Party of no religious affiliation. By the way, God is...